You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Friday. Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, on the phone line to look at a very, very cold, I think, Jim, weather forecast for the coming week. And I was kind of hoping that maybe it didn't start until Monday, but on Saturday evening, while our temperatures aren't that low, our wind chills are really cold.
That's right. This is going to be a big change in the weather. We've got a large low-pressure system that's going to move through the Great Lakes region, and that's going to pull a lot of very cold air out of Canada and drop it right in our laps here in central Illinois. And so, yeah, even on Saturday, it's high of 48, but it's going to be very breezy with winds about 16 to 25 miles per hour and gusts even higher than that. And same story for Saturday night, but the temperatures are really going to start to drop through Saturday and Saturday night. And so by Sunday, you know, we're going to be looking at highs only in about 25 instead of the 48 on Saturday there. So it's going to be much colder. And it'll just kind of continue to get colder. Monday looks very cold, even colder yet, about 14 for a high and a 4 degrees for a low. So very cold all the way pretty much through Wednesday. Now, by about Thursday or so, the temperature should moderate a little bit. We'll be back up into the 30s and 40s, but it's going to be cold the next couple of days. And like you said, with lots of wind on top of that, it's not going to be very comfortable.
So tell me more about the system that pushes all this cold air in.
Yeah, the interesting part is that it's a very strong system that's passing through the Great Lakes region. And while it's going to give us much colder temperatures once that cold front pushes through, they really don't have any precipitation forecasted with it. So it's going to be cold and dry, so not much of any snow will come out of this. Maybe a few flurries or something. But it's just going to be lots of very cold, dry air moving into the region.
Is it unusual for these kind of temperature drops not to come at least along the front edge of it or leading edge of it with some kind of storm?
Yeah, that is a little unusual. You know, usually systems like this would bring a lot of snow into our area, but I think this one passed a little bit too far north. I think areas in the Great Lakes region are going to get some snow out of it, but for us here in central Illinois, all we get is the cold air. So,
Now, yesterday was the third Thursday of the month, and the National Weather Service released some updates. Did they give you any hope for more precipitation in our part of the world?
Well, you know, that's a good point. They did release their new ones on Thursday for the February forecast. They've got the northern two-thirds of Illinois and an increased chance of below normal temperatures. So looking at February being colder than what we've seen so far in December and January. Precipitation-wise, they have what I call the neutral forecast or equal chances, so there's really not much going on there. Same with the three-month forecast they've got for temperatures, they got equal chances. But for precipitation, we are an increase of above normal precipitation. So that gives me a little bit of hope, especially that March-April time frame.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's Jim Angel. He's at the Illinois State Water Survey and wraps up this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.